This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major earthquake struck western Haiti on Saturday, likely causing high casualties and widespread disaster, the U.S. Geological Survey said, and sending shockwaves across the Caribbean, where people fled their homes for fear they might collapse. The 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck about 150 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers, according to the USGS. That makes the earthquake potentially bigger and shallower than the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Haiti 11 years ago, killing tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, flattening buildings, and leaving many homeless. Haiti Civil Protection Service said on Twitter there were initial reports of likely casualties from its teams. The quake was felt as far as Cuba and Jamaica, although there were no reports of material damage, deaths, or injuries there. Protesters marched in cities across France for a fifth consecutive weekend in what could be the biggest demonstration yet against rules compelling them to show a COVID-19 health pass for daily activities. Since last Monday, citizens have been required to show the pass in public places, proving they've been vaccinated or have recently tested negative for coronavirus. After a week of leniency from police, the government has vowed to get tougher on health pass checks. The number of protesters has more than doubled between the first and fourth Saturday of protest, from 114,000 on July 17th to 237,000 on August 7th. Authorities estimate the 200-plus rallies ongoing in the country on Saturday will total around 250,000 demonstrators, but a majority of French support the health pass, surveys show. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's beleaguered president vowed Saturday to prevent further bloodshed as Taliban fighters closed in on Kabul after routing his armed forces over the past 10 days. In a recorded address to the nation, his first since the sweeping offensive, Ashraf Ghani said he wanted to stop the violence, quote, as a historic mission. The president gave no hint he would resign or take responsibility for the military's collapse, but said the armed forces could be, quote, remobilized, and consultations were taking place to try to help end the war. He offered few specifics on what his administration was planning, and government control over Afghanistan has all but collapsed. Ghani's speech comes as U.S. Marines were sent in to oversee the evacuation of embassy employees and thousands of Afghans and their families who fear retribution for working for the United States during its 20-year occupation. Insurgent fighters are now camped just 50 kilometers or 30 miles away from Kabul, with the United States and other countries scrambling to airlift their nationals out of the Afghan capital ahead of a feared all-out assault. Russia on Saturday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a third day running as the country continues to struggle with the Delta variant amid sluggish vaccination rates. A government tally shows 819 fatalities over the past 24 hours and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia, the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases, has seen mid-June they were hit by a new wave of infections driven by the aggressive Delta variant. The new figures bring Russia's total fatalities from COVID-19 to nearly 170,000, the highest toll in Europe, and experts say it's an undercount. Authorities have faced a vaccine-skeptic population, with a poll this week showing that 55% of Russians do not plan on getting inoculated. And nearly 2 million Japanese people are being urged to seek shelter as torrential rain triggers floods and landslides in western Japan on Saturday, leaving at least one dead and three missing. Authorities in seven regions issued their highest evacuation alert as the weather agency reported unprecedented levels of rain in the area. It's not a mandatory evacuation, but more than 1.8 million residents have been asked to leave their homes immediately, according to public broadcaster NHK. Downpours are forecast for several more days over a large swath of the country. Experts say climate change is intensifying the risk of heavier rain in Japan and elsewhere because a warmer atmosphere holds more water. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.